next guest needs no introduction. She's an Emmy Award-winning journalist. Not only that, she's trustworthy, she's brilliant, she's actually really, really nice. She's got a great sense of humor, and she's honestly one of the best people you can ever meet or watch on television, Nancy Liu. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jay? I'm so thrilled to be on your show.
It's an honor. And, you know, it's bittersweet, of course, because you've got some big news that you announced this week.
Yes, I am leaving. Yesterday was my last day on WGN Morning News. And I am leaving and moving to California because I'm joining WGN America and our new primetime show called News Nation, which debuts on September 1st. So I'm sad to leave, but I'm glad that I'm not leaving WGN. So I am not, I think I would really be devastated if I was really leaving town and cutting ties altogether. Mm-hmm. But to be able to live, I'm going to be based in LA and reporting on stories from throughout the West Coast back to the heartland. It's a national show, but the studio is right inside the WGN building. So it'll be like I'm just on a permanent assignment in California.
You're just going to have a lot more sunshine, I think, you know?
And palm trees and beaches. Okay. And you know, gee, I have done my time reporting in the snow and the cold. But you know what? Leaving Chicago is so... I'm torn about it because I love Chicago. I've been here for 20 years. The people here are amazing. WGN viewers and listeners are amazing. So leaving is not an easy thing to do.
Well, it's not going to be easy to see you go, but at the same time, the one thing that we've got, you know, that we can hold on to is that we'll still be able to watch you and still be able to hear your reporting as well.
Exactly. I'll just be over on WGN America, and the primetime show in Chicago is going to air from 7 until 10 p.m. in the evening. So this is a window where, you know, people have come home from work, mm-hmm. and usually in that window, the national shows, the national newscasts, the main network newscasts are already off the air.
Right.
You have a lot of opinion shows during those hours. So this is a primetime newscast where you can catch up on what's happened around the nation in a straightforward, unbiased way. This is what happened. They're saying this.
Mm-hmm.
You make up your own mind. And, you know, as a journalism school graduate, I mean, most journalism schools, this is what you learn, to tell a balanced story, to grab as many sides to a story as possible, and to present it in a straightforward, unbiased, and just a succinct way so people can make up their own minds.
Well, we are not surprised at all that you're going national, but in a way, this is a bit of a, I know Chicago's your home, but in a way, this is a return to kind of your roots by going back to
yes,
the West Coast.
Exactly. My grandfather was among the first immigrants to come into California to help
wow.
build the Transcontinental Railroad. So my California roots are pretty strong. My grandfather then came during the gold rush. My father, my family emigrated in the 60s, and my parents opened a Chinese restaurant in Northern California. So stereotypical Chinese American family. I grew up in a Chinese restaurant, and it really, my parents are a springboard generation. They sprang three kids into different professions.
Mm-hmm.
I have two brothers who work in the computer industry, and I believe I'm the first woman to be a college graduate.
Wow.
In my family. So, I mean, I'm so blessed and lucky to be able to do what I'm doing.
Well, what's so fantastic is now that your entire family, regardless of where they live in the United States, is going to be able to watch you.
Yes. And my family mainly is on the West Coast. My kids are now grown. What happened? I raised them in Chicago. I thought, hey, they're going to come back to Chicago. They both landed in Southern California. I don't know what happened.
But I can't believe you have two grown kids because you don't age. That's for sure.
I am a stickler about skincare. I learned from our friend Linda Yu.
Yes. She's like my adopted mom, basically.
Yes. Well, Linda is ageless, and I've gotten so much advice from Linda and you and I both. And so I am so thankful for her friendship and for yours.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you've been it was funny. I was watching you say goodbye. And by the way, if you haven't seen Nancy's little, she has this really cute video. They have it on the website right now with sort of clips from all the times that you were reporting. And it's just, I mean, it just honestly, it brought a tear to my eye. And on top of that, aww, just your incredible sense of humor as well. That just
it's
comes through.
That I can work as a journalist, as you know, covering some very serious stories and a lot of tragic stories here in Chicago. But I think a lot of people will always remember me for Don't Be Stupid. Standing in the cold and telling people not to be stupid when dealing with the cold.
Well, I think because there was such an authenticity sort of about you being out there, you know, in bad weather, it's kind of, it showed on your face, you know, you were definitely, you know, you were a perfect journalist, but in terms of, it showed on your face, like, you know, this isn't lost on me that this kind of sucks to be out here.
Yes, and the story behind that story is, you know, WGN Morning News, it's a live show. Mm-hmm. And when we're standing by in the cold, I had been standing by in those conditions for about 5 minutes. And if you're in some, I mean, it was cold. Mm-hmm. And I was getting angrier and angrier by the minute. So by the time they came to me, I was like, I'm just going to make this so short because I've got to get in the truck.
But the thing is, truthfully, I don't even believe that you could get angry because you are just as kind and authentic as you come across on television. That's how you are behind the scenes. I mean, you've always helped. It didn't matter whether there was reporters or anchors from other stations. You were just always kind to everybody that you came across. I want to know, so 20 years in Chicago, what are some of your, you know, most unforgettable memories?
Oh my gosh. I'm so lucky to work in Chicago. And I have covered Stanley Cup championships. For me to hang out with the Stanley Cup a few times, actually, thank you, Blackhawks, a White Sox World Series championship, a Chicago Cubs World Series mm-hmm. championship. I saw the Bears in the Super Bowl. Just some incredible experiences. The opening of Millennium Park. It took a few years after the new millennium, but for me, it was so interesting to see how that has evolved because, you know, when it was proposed and when it was under construction, there was so much criticism about Millennium Park.
And it went over budget.
It was like $500 million, mm-hmm. I think, by the time it was done. And now it is one of our main tourist attractions. It's a huge part of Chicago. And to see how it's evolved over the past two decades has just been fascinating to me. I love the people of this city. So many viewers have reached out to me in the past week, and I love and thank them so much. I've covered so many murders in this city. Yeah. I don't even know how many murders I've covered. And sadly, it's sad that I can't keep count mm-hmm. of how many murders I've covered. But so many families have touched me, and I have to confess that there are so many times I've interviewed families and I'm not on camera, but I'm bawling as I'm doing these interviews. And that will stay with me, just being touched by so many families who've, you know, opened up their homes and shared their stories with me to talk about their loved ones. And it just seeing that human side, the human loss in Chicago from violence has, it's going to be with me forever. And now COVID-19 and seeing the loss of lives. I mean, you know, hundreds of people, thousands of people, mm-hmm. we're losing thousands of people. That's with me and it's still with us. So along with, you know, all the fun, we shared the video with right. all the fun that I've had the past 20 years. But, you know, the flip side is, wow, I've covered a lot of tragedy.
You're ready for a new challenge. Are you nervous at all about it being on a national net level? We know you can handle it, but I'm just curious what you're thinking in your mind and heart.
I will still approach it professionally the same way. I will always, you know, get after whatever the story is to try and boil it down so people can understand and know what happened, mm-hmm. how it happened, why it happened, and what people think about what happened. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I know that I'm trained to tell stories. And I grew up on the West Coast. I went mm-hmm. to the University of Oregon. I have friends and family up and down that coast. So I'm not especially nervous about it. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, acclimating and all that stuff and moving and selling the house.
We know you're going to knock it out of the park, and we know that you are going to be a star of News Nation. I know that's not what it is. It's unbiased reporting, but we're going to be looking forward to seeing you, our local gal on the national stage there. So we appreciate you so much, and incredible family story as well. The fact that you're the first first woman in your family to graduate from college, and you're just not even that far removed from you know, your family coming and immigrating to the United States. So you epitomize the American dream. So thank you, Nancy Lou. We so appreciate you being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on your show, G. I mean, you're an inspiration to me as well.
Oh, my goodness. No way. But you know what? Thank you so much. And I just hope that we get to continue to talk to you in the future as well.
Of course. Thank you, WGN. Thank you to all of Chicago. I'm going to miss Chicago, but the thing is, I'll be back.
Absolutely. And we love you, Nancy Lou.